us to understand what we're saying this morning with this song. In Luke chapter 15, it says this in verse 4. It says, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go search for the one that was lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep. In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than the 99 others who are righteous and have not strayed away. It goes on to say this, it says, or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Won't she light a lamp and sweep the entire house, search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she will call her friends and rejoice and say, rejoice with me because I have found my lost coin. In the same way, there is joy in the presence of God's angels when even one sinner repents. I want you to understand something this morning with the words that we just sang. We just sang about something that a lot of times we don't really understand. And one of the reasons why we don't really understand why God would knock down walls and barriers and push through mountains is because we don't really see that happening a lot of times in our life. We don't really see where somebody wants to get to us so badly that they will push through any type of obstacle to get to us. But I guarantee you one thing. The God who died on a cross for you, the God who died and said, I will do whatever it takes to save your life, has looked and said, I will climb the mountain to find you. I will go and leave everything else, and I will do what I have to do to grab you and to understand that when I pick you up and I take you to that new place, that all of a sudden there will be rejoicing. There will be excitement. Does that mean that there's never going to be a hard time? No. That's not what it means. But it means that you have found the protection that you need. This morning, we're going to talk about that protection this morning. But I want to encourage you this morning that if you're not right this morning, if you say, I'm not right with God this morning, and I really need to figure out what's going on and where my life is, let me tell you something, that God is knocking down barriers and walls to get to you. God is knocking down things that you may not see that are in the way just to get to you so he can speak to you and touch you and talk to you. This morning, God, we thank you for this opportunity we have to worship you, God. God, we thank you, God, that you are the way maker, God. God, we thank you, God, that you are knocking down barriers. God, that you are knocking down things that are in the way, God, that we have put in the way. God, so that you can be a part of our life, God. God, I thank you, God, that this morning, God, that you are working in hearts and lives of people today. God, I pray, God, that if there is someone in this room that doesn't know you, God, I pray, God, that today they would find you, God. God, that they would look to you, God. God, so they would look to the hills where their help comes from. And I thank you, God, that you are moving in this place this morning. God, for the people who are watching online this morning, I pray that you would be with them today. God, that they would feel your presence with them this morning. God, we thank you, God, that you are moving in our midst today. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody say, amen. Amen. You can be seated this morning. It is so good to see you this morning. We are excited about what God is doing here, and we are excited to have you this morning. Thank you, ma'am. Look at her. She needs to open water. Oh, she almost did it with one hand. I thought she was going to be good this morning.
Not that good.
Find my pass. I am excited about what God is doing, and thank you so much for being here and for continuing faithfulness and to giving and for being a part. We had an amazing service last week. After counting everything up last week, we had 17 new members added to the church last week, and we were super excited about that. You can clap on that. That's all good. 17 new members in the church. We had 3 people baptized last week. And so God is moving. We are so excited. I talked to a couple of the youth girls, and they're going to help us. And so in the next couple weeks, we will be having signs that we're going to be holding down on the bottom of the parking lot down here to get people to come to the church. So we're super excited about that. So just be prepared. If there is someone in the parking spot that you are normally at, you might have to move over a spot or two, and that's all right. We will make room for new people, new growth, and we're excited about what God is doing. This morning, we are going to start a new series, and it is a Thanksgiving-style series this morning. This is the month. November is the month for Thanksgiving, and so I want to kind of go into a little bit of a series this morning, and I'm excited about what's going to happen today. I'm going to ask a question. If I look and took a poll and asked people in the room this morning, what are you thankful for? I will get several different people who will tell me several different things. I will probably get someone who would say they are thankful for their cat, or they're thankful for their dog, or they're thankful for their job, or their family, or maybe their spouse, or maybe they're thankful for their vehicle because it gets them back and forth to where they need to go. We can see that we are thankful for a lot of different things. And this morning I'm going to go through and talk about this message coming out of Psalms, the 23rd chapter, verse 1 through 6. So if you have your Bible, you can go there. But this morning I want to look at a word that sometimes we don't really think about when we're starting to talk about being thankful. And this morning, we're going to look at the word protection. Thankful for protection. The word protection defined is simply this: a person or thing that prevents someone or something from suffering harm or injury. So I started thinking about different things around me that keep me from getting hurt or keep me from being having pain or injury caused to me. And first thing is I'm thankful for my house that protects me from outside when it's cold. I'm thankful for air conditioning that provides cooling when it's hot outside. And not really am I excited about heat in the house because I like it cold and my wife likes it hot and we argue constantly. It is like a tornado in our house going back and forth of who's getting the air and who's not. But we sometimes understand that we sometimes forget about the things that protect us in life. Your car keeps you from getting wet on your way to church. It keeps your hair looking nice when you've done your hair and stop blowing the air in the car instead of using the outside air to keep the car cooled off. What about this? What about military? What about the people in our military who are keeping us right now, actively working today, right this second, to keep us safe wherever they are? There's different types of work that happens to keep us safe. Laura's husband works at the military base. And what he does is he does meteorology for the planes to make sure that they can get and land where they're supposed to go. That is his job. His job is to look at the weather and tell them what is happening before they get on the ground. One time we were here at the church, and we were right in the middle of all of our conversations of what was happening and getting ready to launch the church, and we're sitting in the meeting, and all of a sudden Laura gets this message from her husband, and it says, big storm coming. It'll be there in 15 minutes. And within 15 minutes, it was here, and it was like, it was blowing. Wind was blowing, everything. And I was like, wow, that was pretty good. She goes, well, he's pretty much can see anything and everything. And he gets calls all the time, constantly. Hey, we're getting ready to land this place. I need you to check it out. Tell me what's going on. That is his job in the military.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, that's protection for us. There's protection in his job for us at the same time. There's also protection for us through our first responders. People who are right now actively out in our community that we can see them on a daily basis driving around. Maybe they're out doing one job or another job, and they're here to protect us, to keep us safe.
Yeah.
Right now, all sorts of jobs happening between our police, between our first responders, between our military. But I want to show you what the word says about that word protection. That word protection, out of the Psalms 23rd chapter, verse 1 through 6, and it says this. It says, out of the NLT, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I have all I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my soul. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. I want you to get this. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Now, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes we read this passage, and we read this passage when? A lot of times we see this passage in a funeral type setting. But I want you to understand that there is protection in this scripture. I want you to understand something about this scripture a little bit. So the first thing is, it says this, the Lord is my shepherd. If the Lord is my shepherd, what does that make me? A sheep. If he's my shepherd, I'm the sheep. So let me tell you a little bit about sheep. Sheep are little. Sheep are not big creatures that walk around and have big power and dominion over things. Sheep are small. Sheep are very vulnerable, which is why they have to be together, because they have to band together. If they're not together, they get attacked quicker. Sheep need the shepherd, or they will become lost. They're needy. Sheep are needy. And I'm going to say this, and this is not a dig at anybody, I promise, but sheep are not very smart. They're not smart. So you can say, I am not a smart sheep. I am not a smart sheep. But I want you to understand something. There is protection from the shepherd. If the Lord is your shepherd, he will protect you.
That's right.
Yes, come on.
You have to understand in one instance this morning that you are vulnerable. That you are needy. But God has protection for you. Protection comes from comfort. So how does protection come from comfort? What is it that God has that gives you comfort? If we are the sheep and the shepherd's comfort comes from the rod and the staff.
Good, come on.
I want you to understand something about the rod and the staff this morning. The rod and the staff are not supposed to be there for comfort, but they are.
Right.
I want you to understand the rod is there to whoop you. The rod is there so that it can get you to go in the right direction. The rod is there so that way they can have something that they can knock you around with a little bit. But I want you to guess what happens with the staff. The staff is there for direction as well. The staff is there and actually helps you lead a little bit more. That staff that has that little hook, it helps to get your attention a little bit. But when that shepherd goes to swing at an enemy that's attacking you, he's going to use the rod and the staff to try to ward off any attack that comes at you.
That's good.
He's going to use that to try to stop the enemy from attacking you and getting you from your vulnerable place. Mm-hmm. You see, this morning we have to understand that sometimes we need corrected in order to continue to do what we're doing. Have you ever had a parent, or you as a parent, told someone, I'm only punishing you because I love you. This is going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me. The correction comes because we really need it.
Yeah.
The correction comes because we start to veer off the wrong direction. The correction comes because all of a sudden, when we're supposed to be walking this way, we start walking this direction, and the shepherd says, no, 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 stay over here. Come back over here. Come back over into the group. Because what happens with the shepherd is this. The shepherd doesn't want to lose one. You have to understand what we just talked about. The shepherd doesn't want to lose one of the 100. The shepherd wants all 100 to be together all the time and continually doing what they're supposed to be doing and going where they're supposed to go. He doesn't want to leave one or have one leave him. Right. But here's what happens. Sometimes that one strays off.
Right.
That one little slow pokey one. I always feel like it's that one little slow pokey one, you know? The one where you're like, you see them and they're just like, they're kind of walking slow behind everybody. And they're just like, you know, one of these days, I'm just going to veer off over here, and ain't nobody going to see me, and they're not going to tell that I left. And then all of a sudden, they leave, and they wonder, where's everybody at? And it's weird because the one who strays off doesn't stay in the meadow.
Right.
Doesn't stay in the greenery. Doesn't stay out where the sheep, all the other sheep can see him, where the shepherd can see him. Always winds up going up to the tallest part of the rockiest part of the mountain and sitting up there going, yeah, somebody help me, I'm stuck. Here I am. I'm up here all by myself and now I can't do anything. You get to that place where we see and we go, wow, that person really veered off. And when they veered off to the hard left and right into the face of the mountain. And the first thing they thought of was, well, I'll just start climbing. I'm going to promise you one thing. I get to a mountain, the first thing I'm thinking of is not start climbing up the hill. I'm going to be like, how do I get around this thing without having to go up? Because I'm not a fan of up, okay? There's a reason why God put me on the floor and not up here. But you see, this is what happens. That rod of correction comes. The staff starts to guide them. The word says that the shepherd leads them by what? By still water.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he put them by still water? Why does the shepherd get the sheep by the calm water? The answer to that is this. The sheep, remember, is not very smart. So when they see water, they're going to go and put their head down in the water to get a drink. They're going to go and get in the water a little bit so that they can drink what they're going to have to drink to refresh themselves. A sheep doesn't care where they decide they're going to do that. If they put their head down into roaring water and rushing water, all of a sudden that sheep is gone. And I feel like a cartoon. When you see them and all of a sudden you just see this thing, is the sheep is floating and you just see the shepherd on the side just running, trying to catch up to where he's going to catch up to this sheep when they're getting into the water. The shepherd is smart enough to know, hey, I can't put you by the rough stuff. Because if I do, you're going to get away. If I do, you're going to be harmed. So the shepherd's job is to not to harm them, but to keep them protected. So he leads them over into the still water. He leads them over into the water that's easy for them to access. It's the water that he says, you know what, if I put you here, at least I know that you're not going to get swept away by the current. It's kind of funny to me that we're talking about the Lord being our shepherd. Have you ever seen God put you into the middle of a battle where you're right in the middle of the thick of it? His desire is to put you into a place where he can continue to protect you. His desire is to not get you to a place where you're stuck in this hard, rough water, but get you to a place where you can go and be refreshed in the calmness and the peacefulness of the water. The sheep will simply follow where the shepherd leads them. He has protection, and he offers protection through trust. The shepherd trusts that the sheep are following him, but the sheep trust the shepherd to take them to that next place of comfort. See, the Bible says this, it says they lay down in green pastures. Why do they lay down in green pastures? Usually you eat in green pastures. Usually you say, okay, I'm going to eat out of this great stuff and I'm going to go over here. Not, he lays them in green pastures because there's a place of comfort there. There's a place where they can be seen, but also it's a place where he can see all of the things that are coming around him. He can look out and he can see if something is coming at a distance so he can be prepared to protect them when it does show up. He doesn't set them up next to the mountain because the enemy can blend into the mountain and not be seen until he's right upon him. So he puts them here, he puts them, sets them down and sets them and says, okay, stay here. Lay here. Be here. And when you stay here and you're here, then all of a sudden what happens is all of a sudden is God says, I want you to stay here in the comfort place. I'll watch the enemy. You rest. I'll watch and make sure that the enemy is okay out over here, that we're going to take care of him, that we're not going to have, you're fine over here. You stay here and rest and be comforted while I protect you from a distance. While I'm over here watching what the enemy is doing and getting ready to think that he's going to attack you, I already have the plan and I already know what's going to happen. I'm just going to let you stay over here and I'm going to go take care of that. They lay down in green pastures because they trust that the shepherd knows what he's doing. Sometimes we forget to trust what God is doing. Sometimes we forget that when he places us into a specific place, that he's put us there for a specific reason. Sometimes we forget to say, God, I know why you've done this, and I trust you in that. And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to wait. Another scripture that we didn't read this morning, but it says to just sit and be still. Just be still. Let God do what God does. You only need to sit. You don't need to fight for yourself. Let God fight for you. Just sit and wait and watch. The last point is this. Protection comes from the anointing. See, it says in this scripture, it says that he anoints my head with oil and my cup overflows. What does that mean that he anoints the head of the sheep with oil? It means that the shepherd literally takes his oil and he dumps it on the head of the sheep. And he covers their head. Now, he'll also do something else
with the oil.
The oil that he has dumped on the sheep's head, he actually will take that and he will take some of it in his hand and he will put it inside of their ears.
Now everybody's like, why is that shepherd putting his finger in the sheep's ears? That's weird.
I want you to think about what the Bible says in one verse. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and another voice they will not follow. With that part saying this, listen to what happens. Is when he anoints the sheep's head with oil, the oil is what keeps the sheep from being attacked in the face by bugs and flies. See, a sheep, remember what I told you, a sheep is vulnerable. A sheep's vulnerability, part of that comes from their face, from their head.
Come on.
From their ears. You ever had a fly like buzzing right around your head? And like you hear it, and you're just like, you're like trying to get it away? I have never one time ever seen a sheep put that leg up like this and hit a fly away from his head. They're always shaking their head, they're trying to get the things away from them. But what happens is this: the shepherd will take and he will put the oil on top of the head. He will take his finger and put it inside of the sheep's ears with the oil on it. The reason for that is because flies will literally fly into the ears of the sheep, go into their ears, and lay eggs inside of the ears of the sheep. Which then means that those that are in there have to be born, and when they do, they start to buzz inside of the ear of the sheep. Now, this process happens, and it drives the sheep crazy to the point that a sheep will literally shake its head trying to get the noise out of its ears, because all it hears is the buzzing. That's all it hears. In fact, at some points, they will actually go and they will wind up killing themselves by hitting their head on a rock until it tries to get rid of that noise, literally busting their head open and killing them. Because all they can hear is the buzzing on the inside of their ears. See, what you have to understand is this: the enemy wants nothing more than to buzz in your ear, to get to the place where God can only say words, but you can't hear them. To get to the place where all of a sudden you want to do something more than just try to hear what the shepherd is saying. Because when the shepherd anoints the head, he not only anoints the head to keep it safe, but he also anoints the ears so that you can only hear the shepherd and you don't have to listen to the buzzing of the enemy.
Come on, that's good.
See, the flies is the enemy. The flies over the face, over the ears, in the ears, is a way for the enemy to say, I'm going to just nag you enough to where it drives you crazy. He doesn't have to come and attack you in this big old way for the shepherd to have to knock this, whatever it is that's attacking you away. All he has to do is make a little bit of noise in your ear. And it deters you from the shepherd. But I want you to understand something this morning. Remember we talked about trust? And we talked about the protection that comes from the shepherd? And we talked about the comfort that comes from the shepherd? You don't get trust and protection and anointing away from the shepherd. You don't get that comfort in your ear to where you don't have this buzzing in your ear away from the shepherd. That's why the shepherd continually is counting how many he has. And he's continually looking to make sure that everybody is together in a group. He continues to pull you to a place of saying, you're protected, just stay right here. If I can keep you in this area, you're okay. If you would just stay right here, you'll be all right. We have to follow the shepherd to stay protected. I want to be honest. Doesn't mean that there's not going to be hard times. There's going to be moments when the shepherd is going to look at you and say, we have to cross this to get to the next place. The shepherd does not literally just take you into the middle of a field and be like, all right, y'all chill here. We're going to stay here for 17 months. If we did, we wouldn't have the things that we needed. He takes me to lay over here. He takes me over here to get drink. He takes me over here to feed me. He takes me over here to protect me from the elements of what's going on. The shepherd knows where you need to be and how to keep you safe.
Yeah.
And sometimes he's got to use a little bit of guidance to push you along. Sometimes he's got to take and knock you a little bit and say, hey, knock that off. Don't do that. Because honestly, if a shepherd just kept walking, he could walk you right off the edge of the cliff. But that rod and that staff, they comfort you. They bring you to the right place. They get you to turn that corner that you don't need to go to so that you can continue to follow the path that the shepherd already knows where he's going. See, the sheep's job is to follow the shepherd. The shepherd's job is to lead the sheep. But he already knows where he's going. The sheep don't know where they're headed unless the shepherd shows them. This week, we are, as we're talking about this protection, this week we have an opportunity to honor veterans, people who have protected us, that kept us safe. In the times where we were vulnerable, they were out working and doing the things to keep us safe so we could continue to do what it is that we were doing. This morning, I'm not sure if there's anybody here, but if there is somebody here that's a veteran, I want to say thank you. If there's somebody online, watching online this morning, you're a veteran, thank you for what you did. Thank you for pouring in your time, your efforts, the thing that you did to help protect us and keep us safe. As a church, we honor you in that today. But I also want to do something else. While I'm saying that, is there anybody who was and who is a veteran? I also want to do something else. And this is going to conclude our series, our message this morning. Two weeks ago, there was a police officer in Pontoon who was doing his normal job, doing what it is that he was asked to do, what he was called to do. Went out, probably almost like it was a normal day. And that moment, at once, real quick moment, everything changed. Everything changed for his family, everything changed for his other officers, everything changed for the community. It can literally be felt from Pontoon Beach to Granite City to Collinsville to Fairview Heights to Chicago. They had his funeral service, and instead of going to a church for a funeral service or a funeral home, they had to go to a convention center because they were expecting a lot of people to show up. There were police cars from all the way up by Chicago, all the way down into Missouri, there were places all over the place that came to be a part of the funeral for this police officer who had lost his life last week, 2 weeks ago. For what? Because he's doing his job to protect us. He was doing his job to protect the people that he said he wanted to protect. For the last couple of weeks, we have been thinking about what we were going to do and how we could, as a church, be a part of helping in this time of hurt and pain and the things that are happening. We've had several people who have had great suggestions of what we could do. And this week we made our decision of what we want to do to be a part of. I'm thankful for the protection, but I also know that there's people that need to know that we're thankful for that. There's people that need to know that in the next couple of weeks and months ahead, that there's people who still care. So as a church, in the next couple of weeks, we are going to be doing something in honoring Officer Simmons, but also honoring the police department in Ponte Beach. For us, our desire is to show the police department that we care about them, that we're supporting them, that we love them, and that we want to be there if they need something. A lot of people know this about me, but I am very, very, very much an advocate for police, fire, EMS, all of those. I have several friends who are police officers. I have several friends who have done police work and have been a part of police departments. I know people all over the place. I constantly am walking up and thanking police officers. But within the last 2 weeks, I have literally seen police officers on the side of the road who have just looked like they just were just, it was tiring. And they were exhausted. But they were still doing it. I saw as I'm driving past the police department in Pontoon, I see how state police and Granite City Police and all these other places are deciding that they're going to pitch in and help. Give these guys a break for a minute so that they can cope with what just happened and take up and continue to do what they need to do. Work together to be a part. I was leaving my parents' house the other night, and as I was leaving, there was three police officers in separate vehicles in the parking lot, sitting there all talking. And as they do, they had their cars like right next to each other, talking through the windows. And I pulled up next to them, and I got to where I could see all three of them. And I just looked and I just said, I just want to let you guys know that we appreciate you. I know it's been a hard week, but I just want to let you know we appreciate you, that I appreciate you. And they all looked at me and they all just said, thanks, that means more than you know. I went to Quick Trip in St. Louis, and I saw two police officers getting a drink. And as they got their drink and went back to their car, I saw them and I said, hey guys, I just want to let you know that I appreciate you. And they looked at me and said, we don't hear that a lot. I'm leaving parents' house again, and I'm pulling out of the subdivision, and I see one single police car just sitting there. And I pull up, and there's a female police officer. And I said, just want to let you know that I appreciate you. And she looks at me, and literally sounded like tears coming out of her, just the way she said it. It was just her voice cracked, and she's like, you have no clue what that means. Sometimes we forget about the protection that we have until a situation like this happens. Sometimes we forget about being thankful for having protection because we're thankful for all the other things that we're thankful for. It's great to be thankful for your cat. It's great to be thankful for your dog. Great to be thankful for your roof over your head. But without protection, those things can go away quickly. So what I've decided to do as a church is over the next few weeks, we're going to take up time. We're going to take up an offering in the next couple of weeks. Anytime you would like to give to this, you can give. You can come to me and tell me that you want to give to it. If you are giving online, you can just put it into a general fund, mark it as the police, and we will take care of it. Well, what we're going to do is this. We are going to get thank you cards. And we're going to file out all of these thank you cards. I have the list from the Pontoon Police Department of all of the police officers, detectives, the dispatchers, anybody and everybody who works in the Pontoon Police Department. And we're going to write personal cards to each one of them. Because here's what happens. If I looked and I said, hey, there's a card here from this church, I just wanted us to know, and I handed it to Miss Pat, and she looked at it, and everybody in this room got to see it. There's people here that didn't get to see it, and they may never see it. But if I walked in and I said, I have a card for Miss Pat, and I have a card for Emily, and I have a card for Jennifer, and I have a card for Steven, and I have a card for Abby, all of a sudden, we start to see that it's personal. That we took time to personalize who we're giving cards to. I have a list of 22 cards that we're going to give out. A list of 22 people who are going to know that there is a church in Collinsville that says, we appreciate you. We thank God for your protection that you offer us. And we pray for you that you will be protected as well. Inside of that card, we're going to put a gift card in there. And that gift card is going to be an amount that we haven't really decided yet. My first thought was we could put a $25 gift card in there. Out of 22 people, 25 bucks, you're looking at 250 bucks. I think we could do more than 250 bucks. Or, sorry, 550 bucks. I think we could do more than $550. But here's the thing. In the moments where they need it the most, they're going to be able to go back and look at that card and say, can find strength through that. And the moments where they look and they say, what am I going to do? They can look back and say, there's strength coming from this card right now. So for the next couple weeks, I want to have these delivered before Thanksgiving. So that gives us 2 weeks. 2 weeks we're going to start to pull funds together and get these cards out to the police officers. If you say, I want to do a card, next week we will have cards that you can write, and we will have you write the card and then just leave it here with us, and we'll make sure that it gets taken care of. I'll have names of all of the officers that we're giving it to and all the people. But we want to make sure that we show the people who protect us and keep us protected, that we appreciate them. This week, one of our lead love baskets is going to the fire department in town. Just a way for us to say, hey, we appreciate you. Hey, we're thinking about you today. But I don't want us to forget something this morning as we're doing what we're doing, as we're giving to the community, as we're being a part of what we said we wanted to do, which is going out into our community and showing who Jesus is and the love of Jesus. I want us to remember that there's not just protection from that people provide, but there's protection that God provides as well. That the protection that the shepherd offers for every single person is available for me and for you today. That protection to keep you from harm. The protection to guide you and keep you and take you to a place of comfort in the middle of the storm and the battle. This morning I'm thankful for protection. I'm thankful for the people that offer protection to us. But I'm thankful that God protects me and keeps me safe this morning. We're going to pray this morning, and if you are interested in doing a card, if you're interested in giving to the police department, please let us know. We're going to be taking that up. I really honestly feel like we can do more than just a $25 gift card per person. I'm going to be looking at a couple of places, looking at a couple of restaurants that we're going to see if they will help us to be able to purchase the gift cards so that they can have a meal and they can take their family out and just have a meal and eat and not have to worry about anything else. They're just, hey, here's this gift card I got, and let me just go and use it. Let's pray this morning. God, I thank you this morning. I thank you for the opportunity we have to worship you today. God, I thank you, God, that we have the opportunity to know, God, that you are here and you are protecting us. You are keeping us safe, God. God, that your rod and your staff comfort us, God. That you lead us, God, by the still waters, God. That you place us to a place of comfort and rest, God. God, we pray this morning, God, that you would be with our military. God, that you would be with the people who are out fighting for us right now. God, we thank you for the veterans, God, that have poured in, God, the time and the effort to keeping us safe, God. God, and now we pray, God, that you would touch them, God, that you would work through them, God. God, that you would offer peace to them, God. God, we pray, God, right now. God, we pray for the family of Officer Timmons this morning, God. God, I pray that you would bring healing to them, God, that you would bring peace and comfort to them. God, that you would bless them, God. God, that they would understand and see, God, that you are their strength. God, that you are their comfort, God. God, I pray, God, for the Pontoon Police Department this morning, God, that you would work in every single one of their lives, God, as they are getting back to work, as they're getting back to what they do to keep us protected and safe. God, we pray that we would be able to be a blessing to them, that we would help them, God, that we would lift them up on a continual basis. God, we thank you, God, for the people around us, God. God, the Collinsville Police Department, the Collinsville EMS, God, the Collinsville Fire Department, and the people around us that help keep us safe today, God. God, we thank you, God, for your protection. We're thankful for protection this morning. God, and the protection that you offer us. God, we thank you for everything you're doing this morning. God, I pray, God, that you would be with us this morning as we leave this place. God, if people were here, God, that they had to leave early, I pray that you would bless them and touch them this morning. God, if they weren't here and they're watching online, we pray your protection over them this morning, God. And we thank you that you are moving in our midst this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said, amen and amen. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget, ladies' Bible study is this Thursday at 7 o'clock. And then we are getting ready. If you have want to do candy donations, you can do that. If you want to give to the police department, you can do that as well. And then we will be collecting that, getting that out. Thank you so much for being here. We love you.
Could you have a special prayer for my husband?
Yeah.
He's very ill this morning.
What's his name?
Bill.
We're going to pray for his past husband, Bill. God, we thank you, God, God, we thank you for healing, God. We thank you for protection. God, I pray, God, that you would touch Bill this morning, God, that you would put your hand over him, God, that you would lead him, God. God, that he would feel your touch this morning. God, no matter the illness, God, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how big it looks to us, God, because you can touch anything. And we ask, God, that you would take him in your hands, God, that he would feel your touch this morning. God, that you would heal his body this morning. We thank you, God, that you have already done the work, and we are waiting to see it happen this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you so much for being here. We will see you next week. Don't forget, ladies' Bible study on Thursday.